What is going on, online fitness coaches? Welcome to another episode of the Change Lives Make Money Online Training Podcast. It's your boy, B-Mark. And in today's episode, we are talking about the Bali Silent Retreat. So as of the day of me recording this episode, it's Wednesday, March 13th at 3:33 p.m. And the reason that that's important is in 27 minutes from now, I'm giving away $1,000 cash. Why would I do that? That's so weird. Why would you just give away $1,000 of your money, Brian? I'm going to tell you why. Because me and Dawson recorded a YouTube episode where I hacked his Instagram account and we made $8,000 in 8 hours. And by the time you're listening to this episode, it's already out. And I think it's so good. It could change your business forever. So I'm basically bribing you to watch it. So if you're listening to this podcast and you haven't checked out the YouTube episode right now, I would highly recommend you go to my channel and do that right now. I promise you guys, we'll go through everything like the automation setup, the sell by chat, the DM script, the actual conversion process, literally everything that you guys need to make more money is in that YouTube. So I'm giving away $1,000 cash to somebody that watches the premiere with me live at 4 p.m. So if you're here and you want to get the money, be there 4 p.m. PST. Now, the Bali Silent Retreat. Kirsten and I decided we were coming to Bali. And Bali for me is like my safe space. It's my place that I feel the happiest. It's the place that I started entrepreneurship. It's the place that I love to take my friends because it's like I like my friends to experience Bali the way that I did. I started my entrepreneurship journey in Bali. And it was like, I was just telling Nick this the other day. Like, there was a point in time where I came to Australia to chase this girl around the world. She didn't want to see me. We broke up. So I was like, I either need to go home with my tail tucked between my legs or I need to go to Bali. And I chose to go to Bali for 3 weeks by myself. And in that 3 week time period, I made 5K. I also went to a silent retreat. It was called Bali Silent Retreat. And I haven't been back to that silent retreat since that trip, you know, 10 years ago now. It was like 9 years ago, something like that. But I told Kirst, I was like, I really want to fucking go to this thing. And it like means a lot to me. So like, I would love for you to come with me. And for those of you guys that know my wife, you know, Kirsten likes to talk. So I think she might have a little bit of a difficult time, but I told her, I was like, don't fucking talk to me while we're here. I'm like, you cannot talk to me while we're here. The whole purpose is silence. But basically the entire premise and the reason you'd go to a retreat like this is to just get like present with yourself. And just get like in tune with yourself and just get like focus on within. And so for me, I'm really fucking excited. It's going to be 3 full days of silence. The way that the retreat works is you go there. It's actually super affordable. It's like $50 a night, which is fucking crazy. For $50 a night, 3 day experience, they feed you all 3 days for that $50 and you get your accommodation. So you get breakfast, lunch, dinner, and all accommodations. There's yoga, there's meditation that's also included. All the food that they make is like farmed off of the land. And so you like everything that you're eating there is vegan and it's fresh. And it's like, they literally go into the forest, grab their shit, fucking cook it up for you. The food is incredible. I'm sure my vegan friend Nick is going to love it. And yeah, like I think for me, like rewind back to the Bali trip. When I went through that heartbreak, it was really fucking painful for me because I didn't really understand what, like I'd never really gone through like a major heartbreak like that. I was like 23, 24 years old. And I remember when I was at the silent retreat, I was, you know, forced to stay quiet for 4 days straight. And on the second day, it was raining outside. I was sitting upstairs in the library reading this book. It was raining. And I remember looking out at the rain and all of a sudden I just like burst into tears. And I'm just like sitting there. I was like looking out the rain. I was like crying. I was like crying. I was like crying. Just wanted to take a quick minute to say, I want to change your life. If you're listening to this podcast, then you know that I have what it takes to help you grow a successful online coaching business. So go to my Instagram, @TheRealBrianMark, and DM me the words more clients. I'll reach out to you and we'll talk about what your biggest struggle is. We'll talk about what your goals are for your online coaching business, and I'll give you some guidance and a game plan for what to do next. Again, go to my Instagram, @TheRealBrianMark, and DM me the words more clients, and I'll reach out to you to see if I can help. Now let's get back to today's episode. And in that moment, I realized something about my past that I'd never actually fully experienced. So when me and my ex split up, I literally felt like there was like a knife that was getting stabbed through my heart repeatedly. Like, I mean, we had only dated for like 6 months. So for me, it was super weird that I was experiencing the level of pain that I was experiencing from this, like in my terms, like minor breakup. Like we were together, yeah, but we weren't like married. And in that silent retreat, when I was silent for 4 days, I remember like it hit me. The pain that I felt in that moment towards my ex leaving me was the exact same pain that I felt when I was 8 years old, when I watched my mom call foster care in front of me and being like, call my grandma in front of me and say like, if you don't come pick up your grandson, like I'm going to send him to foster care. And I remembered in that moment in the silent retreat, like that's when it all hit me. It's like all the pain that I, I'm basically, I buried that pain for my whole fucking life. And I was just angry, resentful, bitter, and I just pushed women away. And so I just never actually let a woman get close to my heart because I didn't want to feel that pain. And then when I let Brittany in and we were dating, that was my ex's name. I don't know if I was going to not say her name, whatever. I don't really give a fuck, whatever. When I let Brittany in, that was like me opening up my heart. And then when she left, it just reopened the wound that I had from my childhood. And like that moment in the silent retreat changed everything for me, because that moment allowed me to like work on forgiveness for my mom, because I didn't even know I fucking hated. I didn't even know I had that much resentment in my heart towards my mom. So I worked on resentment, and it also gave me understanding with the situation that I was feeling with Brittany. It was like, it wasn't that I needed this person. It's like, I needed to heal myself. And I got all that at the silent retreat. So for me, like the silent retreat, I haven't been back there since that fucking realization. And I just got busy, you know, like running a business and having, you know, 50 people working with me now and having 1500 clients and running a gym. Finding 3 days to be in silence is like almost like non-existent. I'm not honestly excited. I'm like very excited. I'm very excited. I feel like I have the team now. I got the structure. I got the ecosystem. But yeah, it was 3 full days where I was like just absolute fucking silent, non-existent. It was very interesting. And yeah, I'm excited to do it again. So that's it, guys. We're going to be going to a silent retreat for 3 full days. I'm going to keep you guys posted in terms of what I learn after the silent retreat. I'm going to keep you guys up to date in terms of what I learned from the silent retreat. I'm very, very excited. I feel like I'm going in there with some intentions. Like I've got some projects that I'm working on with Peak Denomination right now that I'm extremely excited to reveal to the world. But before I can reveal them to the world, I need to like work on them in silence and like really think through them without any distractions. And 3 full days of silence with me and myself is exactly what I need to do that. No external stimuli, no problems with clients arising, no issues that I need to bring up, no like, you know, nobody that needs my attention and nothing to do other than me being with myself is exactly what I need for 3 days. So I will keep you guys posted. I will keep you guys up to date. And I just want to like remind you that this is your fucking life, you know? And if you feel called to do something like this, whether that's like a silent retreat, a yoga retreat, you know, going to an event, whatever it is that you do for your personal development, I highly encourage you to do so. And for me, I have like 2 sides of my personality. I have the side of my personality where like I like to go to events and be social and like that's where I get a lot of my inspiration from. But I also have a side of my personality where like I want to fucking be alone. Like I want to go on a solo adventure. I want to like travel and explore and do things. And a silent retreat isn't necessarily a solo adventure, but it is kind of solo because it's me with myself. And that's why I told Kirsten, I was like, don't fucking talk to me. She's like, can we talk at night? I was like, no. I'm like, we can't. And she's like, what? Well, I'm like, no, we're not fucking breaking the silence. So I'm sticking to my guns. I will not break the silence the entire time. So that's it. That's all. I will keep you guys posted after the silent retreat on how it went. I hope you all have the best day of your entire life, and I will talk to you guys in the next podcast episode. Peace. Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. Hopefully you got some value. If you did, and you want to learn more about how me and my team can help you scale your online fitness business to $10,000 a month, DM me 10K on Instagram at TheRealBrianMark for more information, and I'll reach out to you to see if I can help you grow an online coaching business.